You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report with your boys in the morning. We'll start with sports because the Rockies got blasted by the Atlanta Braves last night at Coors Field, losing 14-4.
Oh, my God.
And the state of Colorado really distinguished itself, Jeremy, when a couple of fans ran onto the field in the seventh inning and knocked down one of the Braves players in the outfield.
They did?
Nice, Colorado. Nice.
Why did they do that? Were they drunk?
Well, I'm sure there was alcohol involved, but also the player, through an interpreter, I believe, said that he thinks they were wanting to get a photo.
Oh, I thought maybe words were being said between everybody. And
I don't know. It's just
so
Rockies and their fans now.
Well, the fans are
turning as bad as the team. And yeah, I should point out, with the loss, the Rockies guaranteed their fifth losing season in a row. It's now with more than a month to go. It's already in the bag that if they won the rest of the games over the next month, they'd still end up with a losing season. They're fifth in a row, and if you want me to put that in perspective for you, the New York Yankees have not had even one losing season in the last 30 years. Speaking of sports, let's talk Super Bowl. It's coming up in February. The game this year will be played in Las Vegas. So the governor of Nevada has spoken up and recommended a band, a performer that he would like to see do the halftime show there in Vegas. And he's recommending AC/DC.
Oh, yeah? That'd be fun.
You shook me all night long. They're pointing out in this story that there hasn't been an actual rock and roll act, if you're talking real rock and roll, since 2010.
There you go. Yeah.
Hut, 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 hut.
Why not? This screams like football music, right?
I agree. And
bunch
you know
of
what?
Drunks.
You know, AC/DC is known for Back in Black, and since the game is being played in Vegas, home of the Raiders, one of their colors is black, so it's time. I like seeing the variety of music that's done for the halftime show, but yeah, if it's been 13, at this point it'll be 14 years, it's time to have another rock and roll band out there. Now, granted, AC/DC, they're from a land down under, so maybe we want to go with an American rock and roll band.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, we probably had people from Canada performing, right?
What about Canada?
Who cares if they're from Australia?
Yeah, I don't care.
I will say, we drove by that stadium in Vegas. When was that? Last summer? What a sweet-looking stadium that is.
Yeah.
I mean, you drive right by it super close, and it's like, it looks like Darth Vader. It's the coolest
looking. Well,
prepare
yourself. We'll probably have a new one like that in Denver before long, even though our stadium's, 20?
Well, rumor on the street, I hear they're going to want to put it out by, like, DIA, is what I've heard. They want to shove it out there.
No,
whatever. But anyway, it's a nice stadium.
Kind of, sort of a Denver tradition, sort of, but Labor Day weekend, there will be no Taste of Colorado this year.
No monkey balls?
Now, what? I read the story about why it's canceled,
because
I didn't really understand it, and I don't know if that's because the situation is complicated, or if the TV website I visited employs really, really poor writers. It's one or the other, and I kind of have a suspicion on one of those. But there will be no Taste of Colorado this Labor Day weekend.
Well, gosh, that's unfortunate. I love going to that event every year.
Yeah, thanks. What else is going on? Over the weekend, Sir Elton John slipped and fell at his home in the south of France.
Lay ow.
Now, he visited a local hospital as a precautionary measure, but was sent back home. His representatives say that he's okay. Sir Elton is 76 years old and just wrapped up his supposed farewell tour. That's going on. Michael Jackson would have turned 65 today. Wrap your brain around that.
Really?
Should we play a Michael Jackson song?
Yes.
I want to play The Way You Make Me Feel.
God, that's funny.
Or why don't we wait and we'll do it after the last trending report?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
So Michael Jackson would have been 65 today. Speaking of music, country star Zach Bryan. You like him?
I do.
Zach Bryan will do a show at Mile High Stadium now on June 15th. So if you want to go, give it a bunch of country bumpkins and
yeehaw.
wear your big old hat, then go see that show. The annual Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas performances. Do you guys go to that every year?
Not every year, but we've gone to that at Ball, and it's a fun, fun time for sure.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas performances will be in Denver this year before Thanksgiving.
Well, that's all right, because they sell out every year.
Gets you in the spirit?
That's right.
Two shows at Ball Arena on Saturday, November 18th, and then two more at the Broadmoor World Arena down in the Springs the next day, Sunday the 19th.
I saw something like only 18 more Fridays till Christmas, something like that.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think I didn't. It was a meme. Yeah, I don't know.
And then the last thing I'll throw out here, because it just made me laugh, is this fine. Maybe we should talk about this later as a longer break. But because there's a very famous slash infamous mugshot that took place over the last few days, people are now being asked, if you had your mugshot taken, would you smile for the camera?
Yeah, I saw this story, and I was like, well, it depends on the circumstance, I guess.
Like what?
If it's murder, probably not.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of another scenario where I'd be like, ee.
If it was like embezzlement,
tax evasion, maybe, or something. And it depends if you're high on some sort of substance, if you can even crack a smile, I would imagine, for some people.
Or you can't do anything but smile.
Yeah, right, right.
1 in 4 say they would smile for their mugshot. 56% said definitely not. And then there's 19% who said maybe.
Maybe. I don't like that they don't let you smile for your driver's license photo anymore. You can't go, like, the last time I went and did it was, I don't know, a year or two ago, and I smiled, and they're like, no, you can't smile anymore. You've got to have stone face.
Aw, so how sad for
like,
you.
So facial recognition,
Jeremy,
I guess.
Jeremy
I want
to smile. Get to smile.
Why would they not let you smile in your driver's license photo?
Well, I don't know.
That's stupid, right?
It'll be okay.
It's stupid.
It'll be okay.
That's stupid.
I had a mugshot taken once, but I was not arrested. It was a radio station thingamajig, the old Y108 days, all of us had our mugshot taken for the cover of a trade industry magazine.
Oh, look at that.
And holding up the little thing, you know, with the, you know, normally you're holding something up. It's
got
your
name. Did it say Y108 on it?
It said that it had, like, your name and what air shift you did or whatever.
Oh, boy. That's cute.
It was cute. If I could dig up the photo, I got really long hair and possibly a mustache.
Honestly, we should be doing that now with the certain somebody's popular mugshot that's floating around. We could have totally played off that and had ours done, but whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, that's part of what's trending.
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
I hate to start my portion of trending like this, but I feel like this is a very important stat that we all need to talk about.
What?
In case you're feeling adventurous today.
What?
There's a stat out, some data this morning, suggesting that about 4,000 Americans visit the emergency room annually with foreign objects lodged in their Rumpelstiltskin. 4,000 annually. They did a longer timeline from like 2012 through 21, and it was like 40,000, whatever. You do some beep, boop, bop, boop math, and they're like about 4,000 a year.
So that's like 10 a day.
Roughly. Yeah. That are
10
just,
to 11
that
people
are,
a day.
Shuffling in and saying, hey, I need a little help. Over half the cases were involving some sort of toy, let's say, and I'm not talking like a Ninja Turtle action figure, but I probably just gave somebody an idea.
Sex toy, Jeremy, say it.
Most of the time it was a dude. And some of the things they're pulling out of there, marbles, bottles, bottle caps. So obviously, with the stat of mostly guys, I guarantee you that's like a party trick. Watch me pop open this Coors Light. And then drugs, of course, were a biggie too. Two of the most bizarre objects that were found up there were dumbbells, made the list. I gotta get my lift on, bro. And how's about a World War I artillery shell was pulled out of somebody?
I was wondering where that was.
In what circumstance are you like, hey, honey, grab that World War I artillery shell over there?
Well, desperate times, I guess.
This Saturday is going to be the bomb for sure. So anyway, we need to talk about
people
that.
People say, I forgot my toy. What do we got? Hey, grab that.
What do we got laying around here?
Who's that? From your great-grandfather? Grab that.
This is what Grandpappy would have wanted, right? So from that, I feel like this is a natural transition. Pumpkin spice butt wipes are now a thing that exist. It's a company called Dude Wipes. They've been around for a while. And they're calling them Dumpkin Spice Wipes. Thank you very much. They do have an inspired mix of
ridiculous.
Clove, nutmeg, and other fall scents that you can now wipe that booty with.
Well, they'll probably sell out.
And I would have hated to have been part of that focus group doing the sniff test on that. And you're like, it really does smell like fall, doesn't it? So that's going on. Amazon has quietly been raising the amounts for some customers on its free shipping. Now, this is for people that don't subscribe to the Prime every year, which is up to like what now, $140, $150 bucks. If you don't have Prime, you used to have to spend $25 to score the free shipping. Now they're bumping that up to $35. And they're saying this is mostly going to affect people living out in more rural areas because, you know, it takes a little longer to get to them. But either way, I would imagine this is going to be coming to everybody pretty soon that doesn't pay for Prime because Amazon wants to just squeeze a little bit more out of you. Dom, I guarantee you, you're going to love this. It's a Turkish-Dutch airline. They're looking to remove the disruption of children, noisy children, by offering an adult-only zone on their flights. Now, this is going to be from Amsterdam to Curaçao, it looks like. Is that how you say it? Curaçao?
Curaçao.
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 Really?
C-U...
Curaçao different than Curaçao?
It depends on what your... Spell it for me, because I don't see your story.
C-U-R-A-C with a funny thing hanging off of it. A-O.
Yeah, Curaçao.
I'll take your word on that.
They just lost a big, sporting event or whatever.
Oh, so
that's
so it's
why
on top of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, when you're
it's
on
not
that
like
flight.
I would have looked at it a year ago unknown, but it's some sporting event that they lost. Oh, it was the Little League World Series.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, we were just
talking
about it.
Those kids wouldn't have
yesterday.
Been able to be on this plane.
Curaçao.
All right, so it's Amsterdam to Curaçao.
It's in the Caribbean.
They have a zone on there intended
just
for
off the coast of Venezuela.
Venezuela?
Venezuela.
Venezuela. Venezuela.
Okay, anyway, go back to this.
Anyway, so these flights, they're going to have a quiet zone on them. So I don't know if they're going to, like, essentially push the quiet zone up front where first class would be or if they're going to chop business class in half. But anyway, there's going to be a zone on these planes with no kids allowed. Can you dig it?
Yeah, it depends on how they would separate that because, I mean, those piercing cries can travel the length and breadth of an airplane.
I know. So,
so
I don't know. It should be the whole plane, I would think, if they're going to boot kids off.
I will tell you that, you know, train travel is huge over in Europe and in the UK. And when I've been to England a few times, I love the quiet cars on their trains.
Mm.
It's an entire car where there's no talking allowed, no device stuff like, you know, watching a movie or anything, no talking on your phone. Nothing.
Just
it has
truly enjoying your travel.
Oh, I get my laptop out and I go to town. It's wonderful.
That does sound nice.
The quiet car.
Do you get like zoned on the train track sound though?
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Woo woo!
I only wish America had train travel like they do in other parts of the country where it's magnificent and affordable.
Oh boy, let's jump to this.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Wrestlers. We're going to be talking wrestlers here.
Why?
Where's this at? It's the Rose and Pub Bowl in, I don't know, somewhere overseas. I didn't write it down. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The pictures are what you're going to want to look at on our clickbait today because they do two-minute bouts in a giant pool of gravy. It's the 15th annual World Gravy Wrestling Championships. And they do it for like hospice support and stuff. I mean, the money and everything goes to a good cause. But competitors battle in two-minute bouts watched by hundreds of spectators. And judges award points on entertainment value as well as the wrestling. So people show up in a bunch of wacky outfits and things like that. But bottom line is they're wrestling in gravy.
You would raise your hand for that, wouldn't you?
Hells yes. So check out the pictures on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.